Welcome to Dynamite Adventures. Journey back in time as we explore the fascinating world of dinosaurs and prehistoric life.
This time, it's all about Spinosaurus.
Oh, yeah, it's Spinosaurus.
Get ready, because Spinosaurus, I think, is it's way cooler than you probably think.
Yeah, it really makes you rethink what a dinosaur can be.
Totally.
We think, like, landbound, right?
Yeah.
Spinosaurus kind of changes that up.
Yeah. And speaking of changes, have you ever seen a dinosaur with, like, a sail on its back?
It's pretty crazy.
We're talking spines, like, taller than a person, running right down its back.
Mm-hmm.
Now, some scientists think it was, like, more of a hump.
Right, like a camel.
Yeah. What do you think sparked all this debate, you know, sail versus hump?
Right, like with the sail, they're thinking keeping cool.
Okay.
North Africa, hot sun, right?
Wow.
Now, the hump theory, completely different. That one's saying it's a storage area for fat, like camels.
Oh, okay.
Could help them survive when food was scarce.
Interesting.
Maybe even for, you know, showing off.
Oh, attracting a mate?
Yeah, or like intimidating rivals. Oh.
Let's talk about size.
Oh, yeah.
Spinosaurus was, like, enormous.
It was huge.
Imagine, longer than a school bus.
Wow.
About 14 meters long.
Okay.
And heavier than an elephant, around 7.4 tons.
That's bigger than T-Rex.
Yeah, bigger than T-Rex. That is the largest known meat-eating dinosaur.
That we know of, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, and now picture this giant predator, but with this snout.
Okay.
Unlike anything you've ever seen, long and narrow, almost like a crocodile.
Yeah, perfect for catching fish.
Yeah. Those ancient rivers full of these massive fish. Coelacanths, sawfish.
Oh, wow.
Huge things. Like, picture a fish as big as your bicycle.
Whoa, bicycle-sized fish. Okay, now I'm getting it.
Right. Lurking in the shallows, that snout, perfect for snatching them out of the water.
It's like the ultimate river monster.
Totally. Narrow jaws, interlocking teeth. Perfect for slippery prey.
So Spinosaurus, like a dinosaur-crocodile hybrid.
Pretty much.
Perfectly adapted for the water.
No.
But wasn't there something about them, like, not just eating fish?
You're right. Fish was probably the main thing, but there's evidence for a more diverse diet.
Oh, okay. Like what?
Some fossils suggest maybe hunting other dinosaurs.
Oh, wow.
Maybe scavenging or even grabbing small animals that got too close to the water.
So it was comfortable in the water, but could also handle itself on land.
Exactly.
So when we think North Africa, we often picture, like, deserts.
Right.
But that wasn't always the case. So what was it like back when Spinosaurus was around?
Very different. About 95 million years ago.
Yeah.
Forget the desert. Think lush, swampy environments.
Oh, wow.
Tidal flats, mangrove forests.
So what are those?
Tidal flats, they're submerged at high tide, but then exposed at low tide.
Oh, okay.
Makes a really rich ecosystem.
I see.
And mangrove forests, those are like trees that grow in salt water. Their roots make this whole network along the coast.
Wow. So more like a Louisiana bayou than the Sahara.
Yeah, something like that.
That's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
But okay, how did something that big with a sail or a hump even move around?
That's a good question.
And how did it swim?
Well, we think Spinosaurus was surprisingly flexible in how it moved.
Yeah.
It could walk on two legs, like a lot of theropods.
Oh, right.
Which, by the way, that's the group with T-Rex and Velociraptor.
Okay.
But it seems like it could also crouch on all fours.
Interesting.
Maybe for stability on land.
So it wasn't stuck in the water?
No, it could get around on land and in water.
How about that tail? It was pretty impressive.
Oh, yeah. Long and narrow.
And those tall spines, almost like a paddle.
Right. That tail was key for moving in the water.
Okay.
Those spines might have given it more surface area. You know, pushing through the water.
Yeah.
But here's something interesting. Spinosaurus had super dense bones.
Dense bones. Why is that important?
Think of it like a built-in life vest. Helps it stay afloat.
Oh, okay.
Like natural ballast, yep. You know, counteracting that big body in the sail or hump.
So it's not just flailing around in the water.
No, it was really adapted for that lifestyle.
But how good of a swimmer was it, really?
That's where the debate is. Some think it was a strong swimmer.
Okay.
Propelling itself with that tail. Others think more like a wader.
Oh, okay.
Using its legs and those dense bones to move in shallow water and ambush prey.
We still don't know for sure.
We don't, but that's what keeps us searching for more clues.
It's like a never-ending detective story.
It really is.
So everyone listening, what do you think?
Yeah.
Champion swimmer or wader? Let us know your theories.
We'd love to hear them. And that's what's so cool about studying Spinosaurus, always finding new stuff, like recent studies on its feet. Pretty surprising.
Feet? What's so interesting about feet?
Okay, so imagine this. Spinosaurus had like these flat feet, almost paddle-like.
Okay.
Some scientists even think they might have been webbed.
Really? Webbed?
Makes sense, right? Spending so much time in water.
Yeah.
Webbed feet, more surface area to push against the water.
Makes you a better swimmer.
Exactly. More efficient.
Webbed feet. It's like Spinosaurus was taking swimming lessons.
Millions of years ago.
Millions of years ago.
Mm-hmm.
First the dense bones, the tail, now webbed feet.
Yeah.
This dinosaur was decked out for the water.
It really was.
I can picture it like cruising through those ancient rivers.
Yeah.
The sail cutting through the water like a shark fin.
It's a whole different image of dinosaurs, right?
Totally.
Not just these big, clumsy things on land.
Yeah.
Spinosaurus was right at home in the water.
Makes you wonder, what other surprises are still out there?
Oh, yeah, tons.
Maybe more aquatic dinosaurs waiting to be discovered.
Paleontology, always full of possibilities. New stuff being found all the time.
Totally. Okay, let's recap. What makes Spinosaurus so unique? First off, the size.
Unbelievable.
14 meters long. The biggest meat-eating dinosaur.
We know of, yeah.
Yeah. Even bigger than T-Rex.
And then there's that sail. Or maybe the hump.
Right.
Scientists are still debating that. Temperature control, display, fat storage.
It's a mystery.
Maybe all of the above. Who knows?
Right. And its diet. Mainly a fish eater.
Right.
But not afraid to snack on other dinosaurs, too.
Yeah, or even some land animals.
A versatile eater.
It was. And its habitat, fascinating.
Yeah.
Not the desert we think of today. More like lush swamps.
Right.
Tidal flats, mangrove forests.
Yeah, amazing. And then all those adaptations for the water.
Mm.
Dense bones, paddle-like tail.
Maybe even webbed feet.
It's like something out of science fiction.
Really does expand our view of dinosaurs, what they were capable of. Makes you rethink their place in the ecosystem.
Totally.
Mm-hmm.
But it also raises some questions. Like, if it was so well adapted to water, how did it evolve to be such a good swimmer?
Right. What were those evolutionary pressures?
Yeah.
We need to look back at its family tree. Did its ancestors have these adaptations too?
That's a good question.
Or did it happen gradually? It's a puzzle. Paleontologists are still working on it, looking at fossils, comparing it to other theropods.
Speaking of fossils, finding Spinosaurus fossils, it's been quite a story.
Yeah.
The first ones were found in Egypt, right?
Yeah, early 1900s.
But they were destroyed in World War II.
A huge loss for science, like losing a key piece of the puzzle.
But luckily, new ones have been found.
Yeah, in recent years, especially in Morocco.
So we're learning more and more about Spinosaurus, its anatomy, behavior, evolution.
Definitely. And technology is helping a lot. 3D modeling, biomechanical analysis.
Biomechanical analysis, what's that?
It's basically using engineering to study movement.
Oh, go.
You can create virtual models of Spinosaurus, look at the stresses on its bones, even simulate how it swam. It's giving us a whole new understanding.
It's like bringing it back to life.
Almost a window to the past.
So we've got the size, the sail, diet, habitat, adaptations. But how did it actually hunt? Something that big, seemingly built for water.
Yeah, big debate about that. Some men think ambush predator.
Like a croc.
Exactly. Lurking in the shallows, waiting to snatch fish.
Okay.
Others think more active hunter, using its size and strength to chase prey.
But wouldn't it be hard to move quickly with its size and the sail?
Maybe not the fastest, but strong. Powerful limbs, lots of stamina.
More about endurance than speed?
Possibly. Plus that snout, those teeth, powerful bite.
A combination of things. Stealth, strength, endurance.
And remember, we're still learning new discoveries all the time.
It's a constant investigation. Each clue gets us closer to understanding.
Exactly. And as we delve deeper, who knows what else we'll find out?
Yeah, it really is like solving a puzzle, one piece at a time. You know, what gets me about Spinosaurus is like, it changes how we think about dinosaurs, you know?
For sure.
We have this image in our heads. Big, slow, land-based creatures.
Right. The classic image.
Yeah. But Spinosaurus, it's different. It shows how diverse the dinosaur world was.
Totally. They were way more adaptable than we thought. Evolution's pretty amazing, right?
It really is. And it makes you think, what else is out there?
Oh, yeah. So much we haven't discovered yet.
So many secrets.
Oh.
But okay, here's a question I've been thinking about. If you could go back in time, right?
Okay.
Would you want to, like, actually meet a Spinosaurus?
Yeah.
in the flesh.
Ooh, that's a tough one.
In its natural habitat.
I mean, on the one hand, to see this creature, for real,
yeah,
that giant sail breaking the water.
Like gliding through the swamps.
Yeah, it'd be breathtaking.
Clearly. But on the other hand, I'm not sure I'd want to be that close to a predator that size.
Right. Those teeth weren't made for salad.
No, they weren't. I think I'd rather admire it from afar. Maybe with a time-traveling camera or something.
Definitely a safer option.
Yeah. But it's fun to imagine, right? That's what makes paleontology so cool. Exploring these possibilities, appreciating all the different life that's been on our planet.
It definitely sparks something, makes you curious, you know?
Totally. Makes you realize we still have so much to learn about the history of life on Earth.
Yeah, we've barely scratched the surface.
Who knows what's waiting to be found?
So many mysteries out there. That's the takeaway for everyone listening. Don't lose that curiosity. Keep exploring. Keep asking questions.
You never know what you might discover.
Every fossil tells a story.
Yeah, a glimpse into the past, and we get to put those pieces together.
It's an amazing legacy.
So there you have it, our deep dive into Spinosaurus, the swimming dinosaur that's changing how we see the past.
It's a creature that makes you rethink everything.
From its size and that sail, to its diet, its weird habitat.
And those amazing adaptations for life in the water.
Spinosaurus shows us just how diverse and adaptable life can be.
And as we learn more about Spinosaurus, we learn that paleontology is full of surprises.
The journey of discovery never ends.
That's for sure.
Thanks for joining us on Dino-Mite Adventures. Don't forget to subscribe for more exciting dinosaur discoveries. Dino-Mite Adventures is produced by the Dino-Mite team.